This is Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. I'm Evo Terra, and I'm joined today by registered dietitian Amy Reuter to learn more about pre- and probiotic sodas, this trend that's out there. Are they health or are they hype? Thanks for being here, Amy.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. Happy to be here.
So before we get to the soda aspect, let's start with what are prebiotics and probiotics and why do we need them?
So prebiotics are select plant fibers that feed probiotics. And then probiotics are the active live bacterial microorganisms that line our intestinal tract. So together, they're working to help support a balance of bacteria in that intestinal lining.
Got it. So these are good bugs that are good for the gut, right? Even though they're not really bugs, but we still call them bugs. Is it possible for us to have too many good bugs in our guts?
It is possible. And probably most of it, more of a concern for the probiotic. So if somebody, for instance, was taking a single strain of a probiotic, then they might affect the diversity, decrease that balance of bacteria. And over time, that would have a negative effect on our immune system.
Got it. That makes sense to me. We don't just want one of them in there. We want a lot of different things keeping us nice and healthy. So how do we get these normally? Where do these microorganisms come from, if not through supplements?
So natural sources of prebiotics, certain foods would contain those. And for instance, bananas, apples, oats, ground flax seeds, onions, garlic would be a few of the ones that are rich in prebiotics. With probiotics, some of our natural sources would be yogurt, kimchi, kefir, kombucha, but be careful with that. It's the ones that contain active live culture. So it would need to say that on the label. In addition, it would also need to say what strains of probiotics are in those products.
Got it. All right, well, let's get back to sodas. Now, I know there are a lot of claims being made like improved gut health, it allows better protein intake, and maybe even weight loss. But how do you, a registered dietitian, I will remind everyone, how do you feel about those claims?
You know, I think that there is some value with these prebiotic and probiotic sodas. For instance, I think in terms of decreasing our intake of added sugars, they have quite a lot less than, like, for instance, a regular soda. So regular sodas being 40 or more grams of added sugar, so it's like 10 sugar cubes, whereas these prebiotic or probiotic sodas have on the average of like 3 to 5 grams or just one sugar cube. So if we're trying to cut back on added sugars, this would be a great way to do that. And then fiber. When we look at the prebiotic soda or a probiotic soda, if they have fiber, I noticed that they have quite a bit. And so this is good. It's going to help with not only our gut microflora, but also help us to feel full. So in regards to contributing to weight loss, that could be something to have in regards to our journey with weight loss.
Yeah. Because I don't think most soda has fiber in it. That's for sure.
Correct.
So that's something different. I have a question about the microorganisms themselves. Last time I checked, soda means carbolic acid is somewhere inside of their carbonation, right? So don't the bugs just die in the soda?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can answer it. I don't know if I'm that much of an authority. I think that with the sodas, the prebiotic ones, they're not containing the microorganisms. They're containing the fiber, so like chicory root, Jerusalem artichoke, inulin, or some of the ones on their label. So for that, they're feeding those probiotics.
So let's find out. Are these sodas, which are trendy and also expensive, are they worth it? Or are there better, perhaps less trendy options for people who want to have better pre and probiotics in their system?
So I'm always one to advocate for food first. So I would say looking at some of those rich sources of prebiotics, such as the oats and the ground flax seeds, bananas, apples, onions, and leeks, trying to get those into the diet. In regards to probiotics, starting again with yogurt and other products, kimchi, kefir, because they're not only having those prebiotics or probiotics, but they're coming along with a lot of other nutrients that our body needs for optimal health.
Yeah. Is there a reason people shouldn't be taking these or consuming these sodas? Any reason for them to be avoided?
There would be some groups that I would steer away from these products, those being women who are pregnant, persons who have compromised immune systems, if you have a sensitive digestive system, so for instance, if you have a irritable bowel syndrome, I would steer you away from these. Or if you have an allergy to some of the prebiotic fibers that are contained in these sodas.
Right, right. Good things to be watching out for. All right, so bottom line for us, pre and probiotic sodas, are they worth the hype?
I think there could be a place for them in a whole food, fiber-rich eating plan. I would first, though, start up with filling my plate with other natural sources of fiber, and then including some lean protein, some good fats. And then if on top of that, I wanted to add or advocate for somebody to add a prebiotic or probiotic soda, I think it could enhance that eating plan. I wouldn't take them in place of, though, a fiber that we can get from food.
Very sensible thoughts about that. And thank you very much for all this information, Amy.
You're welcome.
And that wraps up this conversation and this episode of Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. Head on over to our website at evergreenhealth.com for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Evergreen Health podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. Thanks for watching.